unexplainable occurrences or...
Did that pick up?
What happened? I was so... Because, like, Emily was talking and then I just hear in the background, fuck!
I stepped on one of Doug's bones. And I'm barefoot. It fucking hurt. Oh, God.
There's some Legos out there.
I got, like, right in the fucking middle of the arch. It was... Oh, fuck. It's the one that he's, like, sharpened to a fucking shiv, too, I think. So, I literally fell to the ground.
So that's what that other noise is, because I definitely heard something else, and I didn't know exactly what it was.
I went, gah, fuck, yeah. God damn it, dude. It is really, like, it's the equivalent of Lego bricks with children. It's like the dog parent equivalent. Fuck me, because he loves those things. And the rug we have in there, they blend in with it a lot, so it's like you'll just get caught by him all the goddamn time. Ah, Jesus Christ. So I'll be stretching out my foot. Sorry, guys.
Sure, yeah, do what you gotta. I'm trying to figure out how to make that the cold open. I don't know how to be. Like, it's so faint that I don't know if it's gonna work. But man, it was funny.
We'll see.
Drew and I were both like,
"Well, I'm walking back into the room and I just see everyone laughing. I'm like, "Oh, you fucking heard it, didn't you?"
Yeah. Well, so you left the door cracked. So the sound.
I did. I really did. It probably would have picked up regardless of the door.
I think so.
I really yelled. That one got me good.
Last time on the Mad Streets of Unova, our heroes meet back up and swap stories before heading to Castilia University to look for some more answers. Where will they go now with this new information? Let's find out right now on today's episode of The Mad Streets of Unova.
Welcome to Backyard Bards. I am your GM this evening, Austin. I am joined once again by my players.
Hi, I'm Drew. I'll be playing the role of Lip Lavender and his Pokemon buttons.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'll be playing the role of Victor Lane with my, what's the Lotad evolution now?
Lombre.
Lombre, with my Lombre doc.
And hi, I'm Emily. I'll be playing Violet here with my Muna, Princess Sprinkles.
Yep. Yes,
Sprinkles. Okay.
Beautiful.
10 out of 10.
This is all an elaborate test to see how much we care about each other's characters. I'm glad we did this.
I feel like it was not necessarily a rousing success, but
it was not. But we.
I wish we could go back. I would make your voice a lot funnier.
I feel like Drew, like, low-key picked up some of your physical mannerisms as he did you.
He really
I know the
did.
Viewers can't see this, but he was like doing little head bobs. I was like, look at him go.
He really was.
The head bob is the most important part.
I like to get in character.
Yeah, we're role-playing here.
It's a role-playing game.
But this isn't a joke. We're actually going to be playing each other's characters today.
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully nobody just listens to this episode randomly and is very confused by the character intros.
Oh, yeah, hopefully not. This would be a weird starting point. So
It really would.
If you want to redo that, I'm all five just fucking around.
No. I legitimately think that there is a extremely low chance that somebody listens to this episode out of context. I can't imagine it.
Like, can we redo it but make it funnier? Because I am kicking myself. Man, I hate when I don't make the most of an opportunity. You know what? It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Next time.
you know, it's rarely funnier than the first time. True. Until you get several times into it, and then it gets really, really fucking funny again. So.
I was also high-key expecting someone, whoever decided that they were going to be Alex today, to really take that opportunity to dunk on me, but you guys didn't, and I really appreciate it.
If it had been Drew,
it would have been very mean.
The way the math lined up, Emily had to do yours, and I was like,
I know, and I ruined it. Okay, I already feel bad enough. Y'all are just piling on at this point.
No.
You didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. It just immediately in my head, as soon as you started this, I was like, I'm Alex. I could fuck up a gorilla in 1v1 combat. One punch. Anyone who thinks so is fucking stupid. Don't at me, and I'll be playing.
I'd also like to point out, if you do think I will lose to Gorilla, please do at me about the Gorilla fight. That is something I will debate for eternity.
I'm tapping in to play for Alex. He's in the hospital. He fought a gorilla.
Alex is now banned from all the world zoos. They all got together. The convention of zookeepers all met.
And they all gave you a thumbs down.
I said, I'm here to make Harambe look like a fucking joke.
Oh, no. Yeah, so last we left our heroes, you guys were in the anthropology department at Castalia University, and you guys were talking to your friend, Wallace Kissinger.
Maybe.
For me, he's just some weirdo right now.
Yeah, that's why I said maybe. I guess my question is there anything else that you guys want to talk to him about, or do you guys feel like you have a pretty good sense of what's going on and want to head out, or what's the plan?
Is he hot?
I distinctly remember that he's kind of a spindly man with glasses and a comb over.
So to the right person, maybe.
To the right person, maybe, yeah.
He's got the scholar build.
Emphasis on person and not people.
Oh no.
Well, there's someone out there for everyone.
Listen.
I don't know if that's true sometimes.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
But any of our listeners,
this just in, listeners, true
confused.
Love is dead.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just a cynic, I guess. I don't know.
Good Lord. So this loveless fucking die-alone loser. Did we have any other questions for him?
So we learned about, was he telling us about the Doomsday Cult, Kirk?
Yeah, he had seen it in a book previously, and when you guys drew the symbol for him, he's like, I know that I've seen this before. And you guys went looking, and he found it eventually, because you guys all failed your library use checks. Yeah.
We are in the, wait, I thought we were actually in the library now.
You are, yes.
No? Oh, okay.
Yes, you're right. You guys were in the anthropology department. You went to the library.
Cool. And are we in like the restricted section, Harry Potter style, or is this just out in the open? Sick. Correct. I'm going to find a black magic book. Just kidding.
I feel like I think Violet's just going to ask, you know, based on these findings today, where would he go next? Like, what does he recommend for our next kind of step in all this? Like, who would have the next piece of information that we might need?
I think he's just like, I don't think that's really my forte. You know, I'm a history guy.
Listen, buddy, what department do I have to go to talk about cults?
Well, probably, I guess anthropology might be a good fit, but but we don't know a lot about like current.
Well, what about the last crop up of these guys? Is there any like newspaper articles or clippings?
Well, this is the first that I've heard anything about them in many years.
How many is many?
And do you know perhaps where they were last seen cropped up?
This many years ago?
Oh, well,
that's pretty far. Do they have newspapers that far back? I'm stupid.
Well, the printing press invented in like the 1400s, so there could be something similar. I don't know like when the actual like newspaper or broadsheet originated.
Listen, they got them Lady Whistledown papers, Regency era. Okay, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, see.
The
gossip.
The earliest known newspaper was 1667. At least as far as like the modern newspaper.
Did he give us a name for the Doomsday Cult? I'm sorry.
Yes, the Black Prism.
Oh, okay. I have Black Prism. I just did not realize that was the name.
Yep.
Okay, well, maybe that can help us, at least. At the very least, we can use that name and search through the records in the anthropology department to find more details on the last known.
Yeah, I vote we all roll for library use again.
Yeah.
Is that what Give we were those doing skills, last time baby. When we did library use?
No, now we're looking for something different.
I mean, that's true. I would probably allow you guys to do that. Yeah, I think that's fine. If you guys want to all roll library use looking for stuff.
Nope. Failed.
All right. Now's my chance. Ooh, and I'm supposed to be going... I'm sorry. I know. This. I got to write this somewhere. I'm going lower. Duh. I'm not... I don't even need to ask. I know. I'm going lower. I got it because I rolled a 27 and I needed a 50.
I rolled an 82, so I did not do so hot.
I'm the best. No, I rolled a 9.
Was that a success for you?
I needed a 20.
Okay, cool.
But still the best.
I don't remember what the starting percentage is. No, yeah, it could be lower than that. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Isn't that how the world works? I'm literally a university student professor, and yet...
Oh, it's right over here, guys.
Guys, the book called Black Prism.
It's right here.
Let me think. I'm trying to think of like what information you guys could even use.
I'm really looking for maybe like just details on their last sighting. Known. Mm-hmm.
Like who their leader was, where they got abolished from, where their hideout used to be. And like anything.
It's weird. It's in the nonfiction section. I wouldn't believe that.
I think their origins trace back out west, not in Unova at all.
Oh, god damn it.
Great. Out How far west.
Alola, specifically.
Alola, do you?
Guys, are we taking... Wait, that's the Hawaii setting, right?
Are we taking Hawaii. A beach
Guys,
trip?
We're taking a vacation. We're going to Sandals, Alola.
Oh, my... Let's get to the travel agency right now.
real question. What money do you guys have?
Yeah, this is like...
That's what you're here for.
You're the financier of this whole escapade. I feel like we've established that.
I'm the library use person.
And I'm the gun.
I did the library use.
Yeah, but I like helped you. Like without my success, perhaps your role.
She taught you the Dewey Decimal System off to the side, and you were able to use it.
I did. Would we find perhaps could we know info like what happened to them in Alola? Like, did someone banish them out? Did they just go underground? What caused them to go away? That would maybe help.
Sure. That's fair. I think so. Basically, all of the historical records suggest that they performed bloody rituals and killed a significant population of like a village, and were subsequently hunted / banished.
Hmm. Not cool.
Yeah. Why would they get banished?
Sounds like they're just doing their thing.
Well, I think, guys, I don't know. Is there anything else you think we can find here today in the library?
I look around for the girl. Her hair is up in a messy bun. She's got these glasses, and she doesn't realize if she just lets her hair down and takes the glasses off, just change.
She'd be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly.
She really would feel her most truest confident self.
Yeah.
I'm looking for one with a head like a block of fucking granite.
Where's she at?
where are my granite heads at?
Cool. So I just give you like round-headed women and you're going to be like,
yucky.
Pass.
Granite for me.
Round-headed women. Yucky.
She has a triangular face. Not for me.
Oh, God. I need minimum a rhombus, all right? Or I'm not.
Give me that fucking trapezoid, bro.
I need a goddamn parallelogram in this bitch. Jesus. Yeah, I don't really know what else to ask at this point. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
You don't have to. I just thought that I'd give the opportunity.
I've run out of ideas.
Let me look back on this. Let me look back on my notes on this.
Yeah, what do you guys remember learning last time? Maybe that would
about
help you.
Tallulah?
What?
I meant about the about the black prison specifically, but yeah.
Oh, I wrote down that they like to say that there's only one light and that the light thief owns all light or something like that is what I have. Mm-hmm.
The light thief.
What does that mean, Alex?
There's some... Well, the light thief is clearly the white gem-rolled monster. And then... yeah, that's about all I got there.
Say it one more time.
To which part?
The phrase.
That's all I got there?
No
the what you had written down.
The white gemerald monster, or the
what the first
light
thing
belongs to one. Being the light. Oh. That one.
This is why I asked which part. Okay. That there's only one light and the light thief owns all light are the two things I wrote down. I don't really remember if I'm even getting that right, to be honest.
I'm just getting like I'm getting weird with it, right? Would a black prism, something that's designed to like separate colors, be a light thief? It's black. Mm-hmm. It doesn't separate the colors.
Absorbs light. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. The Pink Floyd album makes me think it branches into more colors.
Okay.
That's a regular prism.
That's
that's like a black prism. Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say that phrasing should sound familiar to you guys, by the way, what Alex wrote down.
Mm.
Because the Sharpie, he kept saying, it doesn't belong to me. And he also said, it doesn't belong to you.
It belongs to the light thief.
Mm-hmm. Is Professor Kiss and Hug still around?
Once again, I'm not a professor. I'm just a PhD.
I feel like that's some sort of weird flex, buddy, but whatever. Now, do you know anything about the light thief part of that? I don't. That's... Is that ringing any bells?
Some deity. They worship. They want to... Mm-hmm. They wanted to... bring the light thief here, give him the light that he deserves.
Right. Now what happens if, say, that light thief does get brought here, and is that's bad probably, right?
If it was real, I guess.
Okay.
Guys, over here. I'm gonna pull them away from Dr. Kissinger for just a moment.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Drew, the little spittle is good audio content.
Thank you.
What about that thing we saw at the beach? Could that be in relation to this deity, this light thief that we're seeing?
The what beach now? Sorry, what?
the white. Gosh, how did you describe it so beautifully, Alex? The white, it was like the monster at the beach.
I know what you're talking about, Emily. I don't remember how he described it, though.
It wasn't at the beach. It was at the docks, really, but yeah.
Docks. Oh, my gosh. I keep saying beach. I think I referenced beach last time. Yeah, at the docks. I'm sorry. You know, ocean, beach.
Oh, okay. I was like, when do we have a beach episode?
Listen, the docks.
You guys have a beach episode every time we go to the boathouse.
Oh, fair enough. The white emerald monster, is that what you're starting to
white
get?
White emerald monster.
To get, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like white gemerald, my bad.
White gemerald monster with the, what did we say? We're at the end of its...
It had little grabbers, right? Little grabbies.
Mm-hmm.
It had
copper
a claw
claws.
Machine. It had copper claws, yeah.
Mm.
Copper claws. I mean, that seemed pretty deity-like, if I do say so myself. Scary.
Yeah, so I think this thing is loose, and that's probably a big fucking problem.
So how does one stop light from being absorbed by the light thief? I must be giving it its power.
I have an idea.
Okay.
If we blow up the sun, it has nothing to steal. Just that's a joke. Hayaki plays, blow up the light before we can get any. It's so simple. This is such a stupid fucking question. Are light bulbs commonplace now? They are, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I want to ask for, like, intelligence rolls. I think after that last thing you said. This is kind of like an idea roll. I just want to...
From everyone? From
him? Yeah. Everybody give it to me. I just want to...
Ooh, 4, baby.
Nice.
Are you joking? I also got a 4.
No way. Are you guys joking?
No.
I got a 96.
Idiot.
Dude, you add 4 to that. It's 100.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, so...
Me and Vic are... Violet and Vic are on, like, the same...
Ever since the spa day, we have been on...
Spa the day. Zone. That lip paid for.
So Alex had mentioned the possibility that a white gerbil monster was the light thief. And I want to say that it's been 2 days since that creature entered this realm through whatever breach it came through. And the sun, another light, has not been consumed.
Thieved.
Yeah, it hasn't been thieved. So make it that what you will.
It's bad.
That is a good point. So it's not just any light. Perhaps, you know, remember that Staryu and the Harbor Master and him trying to embed that black gemerald into the Staryu? Perhaps they're using these black prisms to store some kind of power, some kind of whatever they're referencing as light, and then somehow using that to feed this deity. I'm not sure. What do you guys think?
I think... Maybe you should ask Mr. PhD if he has any idea about any of the places you saw in your visions, like the bell tower or the ruins.
Ask him about my visions.
Couldn't hurt. Worst case, he says no.
Sure.
Worst case, he says I just have a PhD. I don't know.
That's a good point. Okay, sure. Let's go do it. Okay. Walking back up to Dr. Kissinger.
He looks at you expectantly. Welcome back.
Yes, Dr. Kissinger. I hope
we're not huddling.
I hope we're not taking up too much of your valuable time. I know you probably have places to be, other engagements.
Think nothing of it.
Wonderful. So I just wanted to ask you if there's a few kind of locations that I'm wondering if they hold some kind of, if you can think of any significance that perhaps they might have with what you know. I guess he doesn't really know anything. See, the problem with me asking him about these things is, like, he has already said he does not know much about this black prism cult, right? Like, he has told us a little bit.
Sure, but he might know other things about life or the world. I don't know.
The world. Okay.
You're asking him about an obscure doomsday cult that's been... like dormant for 100 years.
Right.
We did show, so we showed him a symbol and he's like, I know that. So, like, I feel like being white bell tower, ring any bells? And he'd be like, oh, yes, of course.
Nice pun.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
So yes, Dr. Kissinger, big white bell tower. Is that giving, does that ringing any bells?
Yes, you did it. Let's go.
The thing.
We did it, Reddit.
That does sound familiar. I believe what you're describing is Mistleton Tower.
Mistleton Tower, you say?
And what's Mistleton?
All roads lead to Mistleton. And what can you tell me about the Mistleton Tower?
It's big and it's white.
I know a small amount about. There's mythology associated.
Yes, and what kind of mythology?
They say that those that ring the bell, under the right circumstances, can have wishes granted.
Oh, wishes!
Now, I have not I have not heard any accounts of that happening, but that is how the myth goes. Every year they do a festival, and at the end, it's like this whole competition. At the end, the winner gets to ring the bell.
When's the next festival?
Yeah.
Well, it's around that time of year. I don't know the exact date, but it shouldn't be far.
We're getting funnel cake at the festival.
I've never been to a festival.
Like a festival? Wait, hold on. You've never been to a festival?
I mean, I've seen them come into town. And
you never thought
they'd
go to...
Also, I feel like, I don't know, as a human, as an outside of this, I've been to like maybe a fest in my entire life. So like, that doesn't seem too crazy.
Hold on. Did you guys, like, so I imagine a festival kind of like now, like a fair kind of thing. Did you guys not have a fair that came into town like once
fair
a year?
Fair is different. I'm thinking festivals I hold in a different
Regard. I feel like a fair is a kind of festival.
Okay, well then fair enough. I've been to
festivals. Or a festival is a kind of fair. I'm not sure what the relationship is there, but I feel like they're under the same umbrella. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I mean, it might be me and it's just like completely not correct, but my hometown had a fair that came in once every year or whatever. It lasted for like 3 weeks and everyone went to it every year. So I can't imagine. I've never been to a festival of 2 and 20 years old or however old your character is.
Yeah, and also like every year we do like fall festivals here. Like fucking every town in Georgia I feel like does a fall festival of some kind.
So yeah, we're just shitting on your character, Emily. No, I'm kidding. No. How old are you by the way?
I'm 23 and you know, Brilliant. I've been to
well,
no, I guess that's
a festival,
not fair.
Loser.
You know, I guess it's not fair. I mean, I've been to like, you know, Trinity Energy Lab certainly had like family days, you know, where they would have some
for your daughter to work there.
Yeah. But
so yeah, you've
you
been
know,
to festivals.
Yeah. So maybe I have. Maybe. 100%. Not this one. Not the Mistralton Festival.
Oh, okay. Same. I've never been to the Mistralton Festival.
I've never been to Mistralton. Gang, it looks like we're getting a train to Mistralton.
How far away would you say Mistralton is again? I feel like we've asked this like every other session and I forget it.
It is multiple towns away.
So it's like one train ride.
Yeah, you would go north to Nimbasa and then you go west through Driftvale and then you would get to Mistralton.
When you would, or if you would, could you rate the train system, the transit system for me? Are we looking at like European transit or are we looking at like Northeast America transit system?
My knee-jerk reaction is to say the latter.
Okay.
Wait, what was the first option?
I really needed to be former, like a European, like where they have trains that take you everywhere and do everything.
Yeah, okay. I was wondering what the difference was. In your mind,
I mean, you know, you can do the little
well,
railways.
You know, that said, Unova, at least most of Unova, is a big circle, so I do kind of imagine there is a rail that goes around that circle for sure.
Is it high speed
bullet train, if you will?
No, it's not a bullet train.
Damn,
that would make sense based on the current year and whatnot. But
yeah. I mean, just get a really fast Pokemon to pull it. Whatever, bullet train.
Oh.
Voila.
Just like a Magneton or underneath it. And
oh
are,
my god,
yeah.
That would be so sick. Taking Magneton to the bottom of train cars. Very ethical.
Well, I mean, they have fun.
They're having a good time on the bottom, yeah. Just getting dragged along the ground.
I gotta be honest with you, when I think of most Pokemon, like, I think of them as their own thing. Like, you know, they're doing their own little thing. Whenever I think of any kind of, like, steel, like, electric, I honestly just think, like, that's a computer. That's a Pokemon that's just a computer, and that's what it does.
That's because a lot of their designs are based on industry, so.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, okay. Sorry. I guess we need to find train tickets.
Yes, before we leave the university, I am going to ask Dr. Kissinger, you've already given us so much, but just one more location info. Anything about a smoking ruins in a forest, perhaps? Maybe Oswell? Anything ring a bell?
Smoking ruins in a forest?
Sounds like the Mistralton ruins.
Okay, you tell me about them. They're smoking.
They're
When you say smoking, what do you mean?
Not smoking. I do mean smoking. Perhaps on fire, burnt down. They could, you know, be destroyed. It could be the smoke from the ash, or perhaps it's currently on fire. Or it's the really cool ruins
that's smokes by the stairway, unlike all the other normie ruins.
It's like the Springfield like fire yard. It's just all some ruins that's always on fire.
Well, to me, that sounds like something recent, perhaps. I don't know why an old ruin would be on fire or smoking.
Something recent or something yet to happen.
And are you very familiar with a lot of the ruins around Unova?
Yes, many of them, in fact. You have to understand that ruins in a forest doesn't really narrow it down very much. But
sure, that I understand.
I could take some stabs at it, I suppose.
Well, yeah, two or three.
Yeah, I do believe that there are some ruins north of Black City.
Okay.
There's also some ruins east of Nakreen. That may be what you're looking for. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess. Would any of these locations hold any sort of significance for perhaps unexplainable occurrences?
Not that I'm aware of, but it doesn't have to be connected to those things, does it?
No, I suppose not. Just wondering, perhaps, what it all could mean. Well, I think that's it, Dr. Kissinger. I think that you've given us more than enough information to help us.
Thank you. This has been endlessly entertaining. It's not very often I get to talk about my interests in this way and then learn new things.
Same. I love the pursuit of knowledge.
I'm going to nudge Lip and be like, these guys are a couple of fucking nerds.
Yeah, real fucking snooze fest.
Before we go, I'm going to just look at the burial mask one. Violet's going to look at the burial mask one more time. Anything? Just, you know, just one last look. One last lingering look.
Are you going back to the anthropology department?
Oh, because we're in the library. No, we're not in the anthropology.
That's right.
Is it out of the way? If so, then no.
Not necessarily, no.
If we happen to pass by it, I do want to give it one last lingering look, you know, see if anything happens. Giving it a final look.
Yeah, I mean, you can go back. I think he left it there. Now, I think he might have, like, put it back in the box instead of just leaving it out on the table. But it would be in there. I think that makes sense to me.
Is the box, like, where I could possibly open it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was on the floor next to the table where he was lecturing from, so you could just pop it open.
I'm just going to gingerly open the box, pick up the mask, and just look at it. Am I getting anything?
I think you touch the mask, and you just kind of feel like a connection open, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And you see out of the corner of your eye this figure step into your peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna look at the figure.
Yeah, you see the woman you saw before, Tallulah.
Tallulah?
What troubles you, young one?
What's the vibe in the air right now? Like, am I just like Lip and Vic are just over there?
Yeah, is she just talking to herself?
Do I feel like I'm in a different world right now, or do I feel like I'm just in the room and there's Tallulah right there?
You're in the room and Tallulah is right there. Obviously, the two of them don't see anything.
Now, what is Tallulah's head shape?
Indescribable.
Okay.
Indescribable.
No, I mean, I don't remember if I said anything to that effect before. She's just very ornately dressed woman.
I feel a connection to your mask. And honestly, a lot of strange things have been happening to me lately, and I don't quite understand what's happening and what it all means. I'm seeing visions.
Your third eye has opened. You see, but you are unfocused.
Unfocused? Well, and how does one become focused?
Rarely can one with the talent do so without a conduit of some kind. A tool.
A conduit. Okay. And why me? Why am I so special that I am chosen to get such a unique special ability that only few people of this world can achieve, and yet I have been blessed. I'm just kidding. And she doesn't say all that. She just says, why me?
For starters, your audio broke up, and I didn't catch the back half of that at all.
Oh my gosh.
What are you saying, Drew?
So again, we hear her saying all this to herself, right? Yeah. Like, we're in a room with a mask, and she's
why
just
am
like,
I so why special?
Why am I so special? I just like only I have this great power. And me and Vic are like, we're just like, what the fuck is going on?
I was like, oh my god, that might have been more than half a mile. She might have fucking bashed her head on the docks when she jumped into the water.
Why do I shit rainbows?
Yeah.
Did that
PhD dude like slip something to her? Like, I don't understand.
I love to think this is what y'all are saying to each other, like off to the side while this is all happening.
I feel like he might be here even, honestly. Like Tallulah is like his ward, as it were, like his thing.
So what's he doing? Does he say anything about me just talking to myself, holding the mask?
I think he's doing the sidebar with the three of them. Like, who's she talking to?
I'm so bored. He is. So bored. She's truly.
She's all, you know, she's a dream person, so she's always been a little special sometimes. I don't know.
But is she going to answer me about why me, or can I ask another question, or can I say something else?
Like I said, your audio cut out, and I didn't catch whatever, like, the last
couple of
phrases
you said. Yeah,
I didn't know what you said, so.
I was saying why me, and then I was like, why am I the chosen one, the most special one on the planet that is blessed with such unique special ability? But I don't say all that. I just say, why me?
You weren't chosen. You were born to it. You were called to it.
Born to it.
It is a responsibility.
But what if I didn't ask for this?
None do.
Okay, so perhaps I get... So let's say I get focused. I find this conduit tool. Then what? What am I supposed to do then?
Our mothers would lead us. That is what we were called to. Guidance for our people.
You hear that, boys? I'm leading now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Okay.
Okay. You spent time with her at that spa day thing. Like, what did this happen?
No, she was. No, this is new. This is a new thing. I don't know what's going on. Is her Pokemon seeing this shit? Like, I'm looking at her Muna. Is her Muna just like giving a side eye? Like, I don't fucking know either, man.
I think. Last time I said that Muna doesn't see it, but she can like sense the connection that that Violet has, and I think that she just kind of reacts based on how Violet's mood is. So like last time, Violet was shitting bricks, scared, and so Muna was feeding off of that, and Muna was like, "Let's get the fuck out of here," type of deal. Mm. Here, I think it's a little bit more chill.
I've really come a long way. Like, truly, the character development, amazing. Okay, Tallulah, I think my friends here are getting a little freaked out. I'm also trying not to freak out. So I think that, is there anything else you wish to tell me, Tallulah? Oh, great Tallulah.
It is not my path to walk. I have only shown you the way. The rest, you must do yourself.
I guess so. And yeah, what's Tallulah doing now?
She's just standing there looking at you.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I'm going to go up to Dr. Kissinger and say, well, thank you, Dr. Kissinger, again, for everything you've done for us. And even more than you know.
I think he, like, takes the mask from you.
Here you go.
And he goes and puts it back in the box. That was quite strange.
Yeah. I'm just really moved by your work. What can I say?
Well, there's like some psycho-enhancing drugs on the mask, and she's touching it without gloves, like triggered something.
I don't know. Say.
Okay. Well, I'm done here, boys.
I'm done too with Hug and Kisser. So, whenever we want to go to the train, I am. I do need to stop by like a pharmacy or something, but that can happen at any point.
Violet is going to turn to the guy and say, "I am. How does one send a telegram? Does one go to a telegram office? Is there a post office of sorts?"
There's both. Telegram is, I guess, faster at this point.
Yeah.
But it's very limited in word count compared to letters, obviously.
Just go down to your local Western Union, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the Ponytail Express.
Ponytail
Express. Ah, I love it.
It's the Univa Post now. They don't use the Ponytail Express anymore.
Rude.
So yeah, I'm going to go to the telegram office, post office.
Sure. You get to the desk, and they basically just ask you, what do you want to send? Where do you want to send?
I need to send a telegram, please, to Trinity Energy Lab in Strive.
Addressed to?
Paul and Cindy Duvet, please, of Trinity Energy Lab.
Content of the message?
Hi, Mom and Dad. Stop. First off, pause. I'm okay. Stop. I've been working with a small team in Castalia City researching Pokemon reactions to a newly discovered crystallized substance. Stop. That's actually why I'm writing to you. Pause. Some new discoveries have prompted questions I think you both can help answer. Stop. I hope the waves greet you each morning and put you to sleep each night. Stop. Love you. Bye. End.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been over the character limit. It'll cost you extra.
How much extra are we talking?
50 cents.
Jesus.
So does my credit rating afford me a 50 cent telegram, a 50 cent extra telegram message?
What's your credit rating?
That's on top of the regular charge. I think you're going to need to give me a credit rating roll.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What's your credit rating?
I'll do that. 10.
You take 10? 10?
Yeah.
May double digits, baby. It's all that matters.
Yeah, what kind of idiot has less than double digit credit?
Lip, where are you? By chance, Lip, bitch, where y'all
at? Daddy Lip, where's the wallet?
What are y'all doing right now? Are y'all with me at the post office?
Did you bring me to
the Western Union?
Yeah.
Perhaps we stopped by here by the Pokemart, right? Perhaps it's by
Pokemart.
The Pokemart has a little corner in the back, the kiosk for telegrams.
Yeah. What is my credit rating? I'm only at 60, you know, just an average man.
Ash is the average man. Hey, Lip.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but my parents actually work at Trinity Energy Lab over in Striaton. Are you familiar?
No, tell me more.
So, anyways, I think they might be able to give some insight into some things going on. I don't know if you remember, but there were some crates way back when we went into the HSM, High School Musical Magic King ship. Okay. And there were some crates with the Trinity Energy Lab symbol. My parents work there. I think we should reach out to them, and perhaps they can also provide some clues, discoveries. However, I can't afford to send this telegram.
Okay. So I hear the issue. First, let me just ask this. Did you mention at the time that your parents worked at the energy lab when we saw that symbol?
I'm almost positive, yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I just wanted to make sure of. Like, have I forgotten this, or was this like, oh, by the way.
She said, I should probably reach out to my parents.
I should probably reach out to them. And now is that time, Lip. I am now feel ready to contact my parents. Now I feel like circle. I've taken a breath.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. How much could it be? It's just a missive, right? Like,
I might have went over the character limit, so he did add 50 cents to the charge.
Wow. Okay. I reach into
my... Can you remove some characters?
I reach into my... Yeah, take away some of those pauses. My coin purse. And I grab out 50 cents and hand it to her.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Now, would you say your parents, like, make good money or just, like...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. But why do you ask, Lip?
I'm just curious.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lip. Thank you. I think this is going to help all of us. This is going to help all of us in our journey and our investigation. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Now, first off, do a roll.
No. You give the man the money. He's like, this will get sent shortly.
Thank you.
Cool. You guys mentioned that you are near the Pokemon. Is there anything that you guys wanted to grab there? Before we really just kind of time skip your R&R, as it were.
Well, this is the 1920s, so I'll just buy a gun there.
I will buy. No. I'll buy okay. A Coca-Cola Classic with cocaine.
Nice.
It's a Poca-Cola, first of all.
Yeah, sorry, Poca-Cola Classic. I kind of
imagine you guys, browsing the shelves, and Lars is back there, and he like points at Vic. He's like, "Suck guy."
Oh wait, is this the normal one we go to?
Yeah.
Why not? I thought there's like an on-campus one we were going to.
No, there's certainly not.
No, that's even better though, because then I love the idea of there's just a Lars at every single
yes.
one of these shops.
Yes.
Like
it's like an Officer Jenny.
Yeah.
Yes. Jenny.
Or Nurse Joy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just a Lars.
Lars.
Sassy.
They all know about the sock.
Yeah, one of them is sock guy.
Sock guy.
Oh, look, I need your longest tube sock.
My
longest tube sock.
We got plenty of those. You came from the small ones last time.
No.
What size was that? Was that a size? Was that big?
Size 30. Size 42 and a half.
I don't know if you know how shoes work.
All the ones for size 9 and a half were bought out before.
I'm doing the European size.
Yes, European.
To answer your question, no, there's nothing else before we do the
test. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Let's jump, I don't know. At least one day, you guys will get all of you guys will get your HP back. You know what? You guys are doing 24 hours of R&R. You get 1d3 hit points back.
Hell yeah! Oh,
Jin or S?
Please be a three. Please. Five counts as a three.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Back to 8. Let's fucking go.
You're so close to double digits.
I'm so close to being back to the dubs.
I healed one.
Same.
Oh, that's unfortunate for you guys. At least Alex is closer to being back on track.
I didn't really need it though.
I'm like pretty protected.
Must be nice.
Mine wasn't that bad compared to him. Yeah. Like my health total.
Yeah, so Violet. Mm-hmm. A courier shows up, maybe at the Pidgeot Bonvoy.
Hell yeah.
And gives you a message, a telegram of your own.
Okay.
Does he read it to her?
No, he just gives it to her. She can read it herself. Dearest daughter, we are glad to hear that you are doing well. We are very, very interested in this material you talk about. Please come home at once. The lab has the tools to study this material. Fast travels, Mom and Dad.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Okay, so hello. As you guys know, I wrote to my parents over at Trinity Energy Lab, and they said that they have the tools at the lab that they can use to study the black prisms.
Why didn't we contact them way earlier?
Okay. Listen, we had a lot going on.
Fair enough. I was in prison at one point.
Fair. But now they say we should go. And so, you know, I know we have a lot of places to go. I know we need to go to Mistleton too, and Stryton's literally the opposite way, but...
Well, I've been reading the hotel brochures of what to do in Unova, and it says the festival in Mistleton's not for a few days. So we got time.
I imagined that it was like a week or two out.
It's not for a couple weeks.
To give you guys time to fuck around if you want. So.
All right. Weeks is what I said.
We do that.
Yeah, you can take the train from Castalia, and it'll pass through Nacreen and then end up in Stryaton. You guys will cross.
Listen, I just want to say I love that you have the train routes memorized, but sorry.
I have the map pulled up. I'm looking at it.
Oh, okay.
You'll go over Sky Arrow Bridge and cross the peninsula.
Did they send her like a line of credit or anything, you know, to get a ticket?
They might not know how dire of straits she's in money-wise.
I'm really trying to do it on my own lip.
Okay. Yeah. They could potentially like send a train ticket. However, Violet did not specify how many people are in her team. Mm. So they would not know how many tickets to send.
No, that's fair. Also, I don't mind. I actually think it's a funny point that I do it. But you also said you wanted to do it on your own, and then I feel like I am the
money bags.
Yeah. At least I'm not asking mom and dad for money.
At least I'm not asking mom or dad. We're a team. Listen, as soon as I get that spot at the university, and I get tenured, and you know my research gets published, then Lip, all of this will come back to you.
Fully understand. All G. I just thought it was a funny.
Sure.
We will go to the train station, and I will get three tickets.
Do we get a sleeper car?
Do Pokemon need tickets?
I kind of imagine it maybe as like a surcharge. You know what I mean? I don't know. Do you buy? You don't buy tickets for dogs if you take it on, right? You would probably just pay, like Emily said, a pet.
So on a plane, you don't. I don't know about trains.
I feel like trains are more casual than planes, even. So
that's fair.
Do they have their own Pokemon car where they have a Pokemon adventure while we are?
God, like a Pokemon daycare car.
There's a Poke daycare on the train. There's a train
they
car
just,
of it.
I feel like that the transportation, like the transportation people want to encourage you to ride with your Pokemon partner, you know?
Yeah, so. if you can't, then you just wouldn't, and they want your business. So that makes sense to me. Although I got to imagine the liability for Poke damages is insane. So
there's definitely an upcharge on the ticket then.
Yeah, for sure.
An extra 50 cents.
How much, Drew, money do we have left? Not you, we.
So I will say my money is not a renewable resource.
Oh, actually, that's a good. I was thinking about this earlier. Drew, subtract 1d10 from your credit score.
Yeah.
That's father, really.
What's that for?
Three.
You guys have been just blowing cash on all kinds of stuff.
So yeah, my money is not a renewable resource in the sense of like I don't per se have a job. I have a collection of money that I have won and earned, and so it's not like it keeps refilling itself. I didn't invest. I don't believe in banks.
You should really invest in the stock market. It's the strongest it's ever been right now, 1920 something.
It's another reason why I don't believe in the banks.
What do you mean? The what could ever go wrong with a bank? You keep your money in there and it's always there for you when you want it.
Always there.
It's 1920s.
Nothing goes wrong.
Same thing.
It's actually 1930s, I think. So wait, I think are actually. Yeah.
Are we post-depression?
Yeah.
We're on like the tail end of the depression, basically.
Oh. Well, so, never mind then.
Assuming
Victor
it in.
Victor just been under a rock.
I thought we've been in the 20s this entire time.
I do want to say we've said 20s, we've said 30s, we've said 40s. It's all over the fucking place. So
the 19s. So,
and I'm fine with that. I want it to be kind of vague so we can use
ambiguous.
Different stuff, so.
Hey Vi, question mm-hmm. for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many casinos would you say is in your town?
Casinos?
Mm-hmm. Houses of ill repute.
In Stryton?
Yes.
Austin confirmed the sidebar, but Violet is going to probably say none.
It's not known for having one, so I would say probably not.
I don't think there are any casinos in Stryton, Lip. I'm sorry. Is that something you were looking for?
I think he has a problem. I mean, he might be an addict.
I have a solution. You rattled off a few towns that we will be passing through. How many casinos are along the way?
Oh my god, you know what's crazy? There's a casino car on the train.
Oh, beautiful. Solves
casino
all the
night.
Issues.
This casino night, the night we go.
The train has a casino night. They convert the dining car into a casino night once a year.
It's just once a year. Tonight. Okay. Just asking for a friend. Okay, I am good to go. You were about to say something somewhat relevant to the plot, and
yeah.
I cut you off.
I was going to say, you guys get your tickets. You go to the train station, and I want to say there is some hustle and bustle around the train. Mm-hmm. Military activity specifically. You see mm-hmm. MPs loading one of the cars of the train.
Like they are loading onto it, or they're loading something onto it?
They are loading something onto it.
Mm.
What does it look like? I mean, is it like...
It's these wooden crates. You can't make out what's inside.
Well, that seems a little sus.
I'm actually going to do a quick once-over. By the way, well, I'll this be for later, but there's no wanted posters of Hayao or I's faces currently, are there?
No.
Good.
One, I don't know that you were formally processed.
Sick.
Two, they might not really know what happened.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. I was like, I don't know how much I got to duck and fucking cover here.
Yeah, now you did mention, I did write this down, you did mention that you were possibly going to try and go under an alias, which is Hector. So
yes, I wrote that down as well.
Furiously jots it down in his own notes.
Yeah. Alias equals Hector.
You don't have to stick to it, but that's what I wrote down. So.
All right.
Because I thought it would be important.
There is not yet.
Not yet. Yeah, you guys... board your train, find your seats, and the train leaves the station. And you guys leave Castalia behind. This space is shrouded in darkness. We can hear the sound of moving water nearby. Scratching sounds made by small feet scurrying in the darkness. Kenji can only hear his own heartbeat in his ears, and the ragged breathing of Bentley laying on the slick stone at his feet. Kenji reaches out his hand, petting the beast gently. "I'm so sorry," he whispers into the darkness. A pinprick of light appears further down the passage, dimly illuminating the walls of the Castalia sewer. The light grows brighter, accompanied by the wet slapping of boots as the harbormaster steps into view. The two men exchange a nod. In one hand, the harbormaster carries a small lantern. He extends the other, revealing a dark stone void. Behind him, the light of the lantern reveals a Staryu. The red stone in the center of its body sparkles in the light. "We found it," the harbormaster says. "Now we can move forward." We see the attention of the two men shift to the water below them as they see something move under the sludge. Something large. A white light glows under the surface, and a long, dark tentacle emerges from below, sharp copper claws bared. Kenji wipes a tear from his eye, looking down at Bentley. Goodbye, old friend. The tentacle lunges forward, stabbing its claws into Bentley as the camera cuts to black.